Those are some good stories from high school and up, Coach.
We could tell. We could be here till 2 in the morning.
Brett, you go back to the 70s, and Patterson was, they were as good as any team in the country. They were 1971. They're undefeated, maybe the best high school
Amazing.
Team ever. Best high school team ever. We got a couple kids from East Baltimore, 6 or 7. Mr. Carper came down and got us.
The next you go to year, Calvert Hall.
The next year we go to Patterson and play, and it's the first time we beat Patterson at Patterson. You've never seen a party like that.
Could you show your face in the neighborhood anymore?
Did we show our face? We walked around like it was a parade.
You got to realize, Brett, at that time, Hollandtown was very neighborhood-esque. So the Baltimore Major League Soccer League that they played at Patterson Park on Sundays was probably the best soccer league on the East Coast, counting college, counting whatever. And all these guys played for different churches, right?
And all the teams were right in the same neighborhood. So right where we all hung in the rec center, there was three different teams right there. So you walk down, Patterson was there, Curly was there, your club team was there, and you won that game. Oh, man. The bragging rights for years. I still brag about it to this day on radio.
St. Elizabeth, right? You won a national championship.
I was on Pompeii.
Oh, St. Elizabeth.
My brother-in-law was the coach. We're the only team to beat them. They won the national championship. It was crazy.
And this was a Sunday at Patterson Park on the Baltimore Major League, which was unbelievable.
Packed. Every Sunday. You went down there to either watch a soccer game or watch the fight. Because
it was a fight that would ensue.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So was there alcohol permitted at these events or after
it wasn't permitted, but it was surely there.
Well, not much has changed then with Patterson Park leagues that still go on to this day, by the way, in Patterson Park. Amazing stories. Let's grab Bill and Towson here. Bill, what's going on?
I just wanted to thank Pete for a great season. My son goes to UMBC, and we went to the Maryland game. I went to Maryland for undergraduate, but I was the only UMBC fan with my wife in the stands behind our goalie, and it was just an incredible game. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. Billy was just sensational, and I just want to thank you for everything you've done. We went to see another game at one of the local sports bars, and everybody was rooting for UMBC. The place was just going crazy during the shootout against Creighton, and just another fantastic game. So hopefully you guys can arrange some buses so the parents and the fans can go to some of these games next time, because my son went down to the game for Wake Forest and just had a sensational time. So thanks for everything.
The bus is a good idea.
Awesome.
That's a really
thanks.
Nice
thank
phone call,
great
Bill.
Call, man. Thank
great
you.
Call.
You're welcome.
We should ask Bill. I don't know if he was rooting for you guys or he went to College Park. I don't know.
Well, Billy Heavener's your goalie, so obviously he was talking
rooting
about
for
him.
Us. Yeah. Plus, that's I give true. Him credit for being behind the goal, being our own fan.
Yeah, by the way, before we go forward, can we talk about your goalie, your defense? I mean, the entire team played tremendously, but historically great when you're talking about the back end there.
Four shutouts
it was,
in the tournament.
Against, obviously, the best teams on planet Earth at
well,
that level.
It was the best teams, the best venue, basically the hardest venues to go in to win. To go in there and shut the team out, it just shows you the character of the players. All four of our backs are seniors. All four of them collectively just stuck together along with Billy Heavener. And it was probably one of the more remarkable feats I've seen and been around the game a long time, to just go in these venues and shut some of the best players in the country out. Basically, in every game we went into, all we're hearing about is how good the other forward is. And I think that kind of riles us up a little bit. You know, it shows our players that we wanted to prove ourselves. And every game we did that.
Yeah, and we were talking about this too. And you know, we had Kevin Healy on last week as well. And a lot of these guys that played for Pete, Brett, had a history of winning club championships, either with the Bays or whatever, but mostly with the Bays. Steve Nichol, your son Petey was on a couple of those teams, and Kevin Healy. So they were battle tough, man. So they played at the highest level of competition at the club game and were undaunted when it came to going into some of these venues. It's like bringing on whatever you've got. We've seen and we've been a part of before.
And I think when you, you read about a lot of these much-hyped players, and you know you're better than them, or you've already beaten them at the youth level, and then you look in, and you're not intimidated by them, and you actually really want to prove yourself game in, game out, because if I'm playing center back and all you're hearing about is how good the forward was, Omar Balo and Marquez Fernandez, both local kids, are as good as any in the country. They want to shut them guys down and shut people up, and that's what they did.
Can you hang around, guys, for one more quick
Absolutely,
second?
Sure.
We're with Pete Carinci, Keith Mills, as we're rolling along here on a Tuesday night on WBAL News Radio 1090.